This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make our last deeds, our best deeds and our last words, لا إله إلا الله, آمين يا رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept us alive to have another episode of JAR, just a reminder. Wallahi, this reminder is to myself first before it is to any of you. The month of Ramadan is around the corner. And we listen to many lectures discussing the preparation for Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, they are all good. We should prepare ourselves. And even our homes, we prepare them by maybe cleaning them, a thorough major cleaning, and decorate them. And we buy many groceries and get ready for with our dates and zamzam and all that beautiful stuff, alhamdulillah. But just like we clean our homes before the month of Ramadan, we have to do a major cleaning to all our sins before the month comes. And this one action that we will do and we will learn today, insha'Allah ta'ala, will clean all our sins before the month of Ramadan. What is this? It is tawbah. Tawbah. We have to do a major tawbah before the month comes. Please, brothers and sisters, lend me your ears and your heart, because this is extremely important. We are all sinners. كل ابن آدم خطاء. Unless you're not from the son of Adam, that's a different story. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the sons of Adam are sinners. And the best of sinners are the ones who repent. Now, one of the problem for us sinners is that we hesitate to repent. We hesitate in repenting. And that's due, whomsoever is hesitating to repent, that is due to four problems. Number one, he thinks that his sins are bigger than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who's hesitating to repent, he thinks, oh, I've committed this and this and that, and Allah is not going to forgive me. It's too many sins. He thinks that his sins are bigger than the mercy of Allah. How do we answer him? We say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and my mercy have embraced everything. And you are a thing in these everything. So the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wide and it covers everything. So if you are sincere in your tawbah, that rahmah of Allah azza wa jal will cover those sins and your tawbah will be accepted. The second problem is that they think that the ability, sometimes they get a weakness in iman, in the ability of Allah to forgive all the sins. They have weakness in iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all the sins. No. How do we answer them? Surah Az-Zumar. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my ibad that have transgressed, they did not leave a sin they did not commit, don't ever give up on the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all the sins. He is the all-forgiving, all-merciful. So this is the answer for the person who thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not able to forgive all the sins. Third, they have weakness in one of the actions of the heart, which is raja, the person who hesitate to repent, he has a weakness in amal of the qalb, one of the actions of the heart, which is ar-raja, which is hope. How do we answer that? We're going to answer it with the last problem, uncertainty in the effect of tawbah on sins. That's another problem. They are not sure that the tawbah can really eliminate all the sins. How do we answer the last two? By the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that Allah said, the hadith is Qudsi, O son of Adam, I forgive you as long as you pray to me and hope. مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي As long as you pray, make dua, and hope for my forgiveness, whatever sins you have committed. O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the heaven. Then you ask for my forgiveness, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earth load of sins and meet me without associating any partners with me, I will match that earth load with forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So my brother and sister who's hesitating to repent, what are you waiting for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all forgiving. He is the one who accepts the repentance. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawabin. Allah loves the one who constantly repent. And when somebody is constantly repenting, that means they are constantly sinning. Don't let the shaitan despair you from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, before the month of Ramadan, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the ones who come to him and repent. And not only he loves them, subhanallah. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ Whomsoever believe and fix himself and repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah does not only forgive him or her, Allah will switch all their evil deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he left the door of tawbah open until the soul gets up to here. Then the tawbah is no more tawbah. Can you imagine that tawbah, for example, I sinned here in the United States and the tawbah is only in Mecca. Every time I have to make tawbah, I have to travel to Mecca. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that tawbah is only at 3 a.m. in the morning? Subhanallah. Allah, from His mercy, He made tawbah at any time, at any place, anywhere. Allahu Akbar. So please, please, Allah, open that door of tawbah. And we are so blessed to have that door. So any sin that we have committed, immediately repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we repent? The steps of repentance are three. The steps of tawbah are three. Two of them are by the heart, and one is by the actions. The ones by the heart are regret and a promise not to go back, and the one by the limbs, by the actions, is to stop the amal. So what are the three steps of tawbah? First, stop that sin that you are doing immediately, instantly. Whatever that sin is, stop it. Second, regret every time you did it. Feel sorry for every time you have done it. Third, make a promise to Allah. Ya Allah, I promise you I will not do it again. And try to be as sincere as possible in this promise that you are committing. Another thing that not too many people know about is that there is a salat called Salat al-Tawbah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Abi Dawood and Tirmidhi, there's not one abd of Allah who commits a sin. Then he perfects his wudu and stand to pray two rak'ah. Then he asks Allah to forgive him, except Allah will forgive him. Anytime you commit a sin, you committed a sin, you drank alcohol, you dealt with this, you lied, you cheated, you did something haram. You go, make a nice, beautiful, complete, perfect wudu, two rak'ah, with the intention that these are the tawbah, ya Allah, from what I have done. And Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive these sins. Refresh your tawbah daily. Refresh your tawbah daily. Before you go to sleep, Ya Allah, please accept my tawbah from anything that I have committed wrong today. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make tawbah over 70 times a day. A day. Subhanallah, make istighfar. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make istighfar over 70, another hadith over 100. So let's make a lot of istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And the best istighfar is the master of istighfar, Sayyid al-Istighfar. You can search, put my name and or on our channel you could search master dua from the master of mankind, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in that episode we have detailed how to say this dua and every word in it. One of the greatest things that will help us to perform tawbah is the change of the company around us. Change that company, because the company is one of the main reasons that will lead the brothers and the sisters to go to the wrong path. Change that company. It will help you a lot to go back on the straight path. And keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very happy. Subhanallah, He created us and He gave us all these blessings, and we disobey Him with the blessings He gave us. And at the end of the day, Allah is extremely happy with the person who repent. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Allah is more pleased with the tawbah of a person than a man who is lost in the desert and he lost all his food and all his essentials, and khalas, he's about to die, and all of a sudden he opened his eyes and he saw his camel back with all the food and everything. So he gets so excited and he said, "Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb." He made a mistake because he was so excited. So he made a mistake out of extreme joy. So Rasulullah ﷺ said that Allah is happier than our repentance, than this man seeing his camel back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brother, if you are smoking, if you are drinking alcohol, if you are committing adultery, if you are lying, if you are dealing with riba, no matter how big is the sin, remember Allah is bigger, and Allah will accept your repentance if you come to Him sincere, in a sincere way, and asking Him sincerely to forgive your sins. Please do that before the month of Ramadan, and keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He stretches His hand during the night so that those who commit sins by the day may repent. And He stretches His hand in the day so that those who commit sins by night may repent. And He keeps doing that until the sun rises from the west. Yani till the last day. Subhanallah. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Quran, the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness is coming. Let's prepare ourselves. All this Quran that we will be hearing recited, all the Quran we will be reading, all the talks that we will be listening to, in order to penetrate into this heart has to be clean. And in order to clean the heart, we have to repent. So my brothers and sisters, that's all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Oh, who you believe, repent to Allah, a sincere tawbah. Allah is talking to the believers to repent. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the tawbah easy for us to perform. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the a'mal that are pleasing to Him and the a'mal that He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. May Allah keep us alive to witness the month of Ramadan and make us in the month of Ramadan from the people who are praying qiyam and making the siyam and giving the sadaqat and reading the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman and increase our love to one another. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.